this is all for the Around the Town Sounds. Thank you for listening to Co-op Radio. Please stay tuned for the Mascot Hour.
It's the Mascot Wedding Show. And it is in 15 seconds. It will be 6 o'clock in the p.m. You're listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby, Austin. My name is Mike Blake.
My name is David Hatta. Did we already do the you're listening to KOOP?
I just did that.
I'm sorry. I was somewhere else entirely. We are starting very soon.
What are we going to hear, David?
We are going to hear Dr. Dog from their new album, Be the Void. This is How Long Must I Wait? Mascot Wedding Show starting ahora! Thank you, everybody. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. I forgot to mention that we are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it. I see it. I read it. David Hatta.
Yes, sir.
What did we just hear?
We just heard Dr. Dog. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. That's Dr. Dog. Can we take it from the top? Hey, everybody. It's 6 o'clock.
Mac Blake. What are
we
here?
We just heard Dr. Dog from the new album, Be the Void. That was How Long Must I Wait? Good stuff from a consistently good band.
And now we start. Are they from Philly?
They are a Philly band. Yeah,
they must like the cream cheese
and probably some cheese steaks.
How are the Phillies doing so far? Are you excited that baseball started, David?
I'm very excited.
Would you be excited if I just made some baseball sound effects for you?
I would love that.
Okay, here you go. Peanuts.
Right here, please. Yes.
Popcorn.
I can't wait to hear the crack of the bat and that organ music. And that one sausage race that goes horribly wrong.
There they are, folks. He's round at the... there goes his head. The third baseline is covered in blood.
Get out of here, Mexican.
What? That wasn't me.
Mac, they turned on me.
Wait, were you in the sausage race?
No.
Were you chorizo?
I was just sitting in the... What?
Chorizo, the spicy... is that the spicy Mexican sausage?
The spiciest.
Now, if you recall, remember... Mm. Is that Milwaukee that does that, the Brewers?
That is, yes.
The Brewers added a Latino-flavored sausage mascot to its sausage race, and it was chorizo.
I don't think I've ever heard the phrase Latino-flavored.
Well, honestly, I think that's what they did. They're like, oh, yeah, we got to look out for them Latinos. Careful,
oh, yeah.
Careful Hispanics come to games now.
The Spaniards.
The Spaniards.
Yes, oh, they did.
They're going to come conquistadors.
Wait a second. Did they use conquistador as a verb?
I sure did. You are a conquistadorable little Spaniard boy.
MSCB, how are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh. Ask me again in a minute.
Okay.
Because first... a very special studio guest. If I was to answer that question, she would be introduced for another 20 minutes. She is leaving town.
Oh.
Our next guest, this will be your first or last chance to hear her on this show in a while. She is a comedy all-star, recently referred to as that very term by Austin Culture Map. She's been on the show before. She is a staple. She's an improviser and a stool pigeon.
Yes.
A sketch comedian and also rising stand-up. Triple threat.
Yeah.
Triple threat. Katie Sicken.
Thank you.
How's it going, KS?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Is my mic on?
It is. How are you?
Okay.
You can turn up the volume on your cans.
Yeah, it's probably your cans.
Yeah.
Your headphones.
Yeah. Oh, so it is.
We are being gross.
And you're here now.
I am here. I'm not a... the promo for the show I'm doing tonight, I was referred to as I forgot what it was. It was like I think it was a comedy all star.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but it like, but then I wrote the other half of it, so now I'm like just terrified that everyone thinks that I wrote that and I'm referring to myself as that.
So the description is, we should mention there's a Cold Town lock in tonight,
yes.
Which is, it goes from right after this show is over, mm-hmm. 7 until midnight. Mm-hmm. And every 15 minutes, there's a new act.
They're all outrageous.
Yes. David and I are in a couple. And you are having your own one-lady show.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so you wrote the description for it. And then when... as most journalism is, it's just reprinted press releases.
Yeah.
But they changed it, or somebody changed it. I think it was the word all-star.
Yeah, I think it was Jastrow. I'm not sure.
Theater owner Michael Jastrow. Oh, guest last week, Michael Jastrow.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went really well. It was a fun show.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
I know you weren't here. I was like, God, I remember Dave was real quiet during that show. Yeah. Also invisible.
So tell us about this one-woman show.
Oh, no.
What's it about?
Oh, gosh. I haven't like finished all of the prep work for it.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't say that on
Ixnay,
the radio.
Don't
I shouldn't
say that.
I should say it's gonna be amazing. There's gonna be fireworks indoors.
Well,
it's gonna be animals, live animals.
You're overpromising. Don't just
hot dogs for everyone.
Temper it back now.
It will be somewhat improvised, correct?
Some of it will be improvised. There is.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
there's room.
Yeah, there's some scripted stuff.
Now, I'm sorry, in the intro card that I had, which included a lot of written on it, we got to talk to associate producer Tim about taking those out of there.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, I must have had a mistake. It said you were leaving town on there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a mistake. I am leaving town.
Oh, but this is like a long-term goal. This is years from now?
No, this is on Sunday.
Oh, but tomorrow's Sunday.
Wait, are you actually leaving town, or were you just singing that hit song, Leaving Town?
No, I am leaving town.
Dexter Freebish, everybody.
I love that song, Leaving Town, though. It's all singing.
Leaving town.
I was just like miming singing because I don't know. I'm not familiar with the lyrics. I was just like,
hey, did you think we were? that was real.
That's true.
Improv? I don't know if you do it a lot. Oh, boy.
No.
You're the anchor so far.
I almost started singing it though. But
is it an actual song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. When people do ask, if I'm in a position where I have to sing a song, I just re-sing the title, like what you guys did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my S-eating grin should have been a tip-off.
Yeah.
Here, something stupid was about to happen.
Like the day I had to do karaoke, and I was like, a stairway to heaven.
Wait, you have to do what?
Da-da-da-da, stairway to heaven.
That delightful show tune.
Yeah.
No, but wait, what were you doing with that?
I was pretending to do karaoke.
Oh, I think you said karaoke.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
The first time it sounded like you said karaoke.
I think you were doing karaoke, that frog friend of
Hello Kitty.
Yes.
Yeah, karaoke. That is a real character.
Did you guys read the final book in the Hello Kitty saga? Goodbye, Kitty?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
So sad.
She loses a long and tough battle with cancer.
It's really sad.
It's sad. But you know what? It's one of the things you put down and you look outside and you're just glad you're alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, bittersweet.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was like The Wire. That's how good it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I've never heard Hello Kitty and The Wire be linked before, but congratulations.
Well,
envy me because I'm going to read it for the first time.
Oh, you're starting over? You're starting with the... See, a lot of people start with Hello Kitty Volume 8.
Uh-huh.
Kitty Go Wild.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, I mean, it's a really accessible book. I mean, because the Volume 1, I mean, it's pretty dense.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a lot of flashbacks, a lot of flash forwards. It's like reading James Joyce, you know.
That one is Kitty Rising?
Kitty Rising, yeah.
Okay.
There's that chapter where that man-child narrates it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Sicking, do you have a favorite chapter in the Hello Kitty saga?
I don't know. I think that there's a part where it was like Welcome Little Kitty, where Hello Kitty has a little kitten.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, I love kittens, and I love like Sanrio, little Japanese kittens. But then it gets really sad when the kitten dies.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Well, hello, you. Netflix for books? Yeah, I have to send these back.
I wish that they could have made that shorter, though. I mean, you think that a truck hitting a small kitten wouldn't require 80 pages.
Wow.
I know.
That's dense.
It was like From Hell.
Yeah. Wait, the graphic novel or actually From Hell?
Both.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. It's terrifying. But, you know, powerful stuff.
Yes. But getting back to you, Katie, so why are you leaving town?
I am going to New York to work on a web series for 8 weeks, and that's cool. The lucrative world of web series.
You gotta remember your old pals Mac and David up there, Katie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, when I have bed bugs and I need somewhere to stay.
Bed bugs and musical?
Yeah. When I have bed bugs and musical, that would be the worst musical.
I got bites.
I feel like somebody said that about Cats, and that did all right.
Checkmate, Sicking.
That's true.
It's all about writing.
Boom.
That's true. They could just make like Rent 2, and instead of having
no. I think I would do that with my time. Who wrote Rent?
Some dude.
Some guy. like
Edgar Rice Burroughs. Did he write that? Go back in time and I'd find Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Rent of Mars.
And right when he was about to pay his rent, I'd burn him with a hot poker. Like a basically a cattle brand.
Yes.
And so instead of being inspired to write Lent, Lent? Oh no, that's what will happen. Instead of being like Lent. Or maybe I have to go back in time and brand the creator of La Boheme.
Oh man.
Yes.
There's going to be some people who are like really into show tunes who are going to be so angry listening to this radio show being like, who wrote Rent?
Oh, are absolutely. You into show tunes listening to this show? Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I'll fix that. Turn the radio show off. There you go. There you go. Problem solved.
Yay, we did it.
Addition by subtraction.
Now we can talk more about this La Boheme you're talking about.
CC.
What?
Ask me how I'm doing.
Matt,
wait, hold on. Let's, I'm sorry.
Wrap it up.
We'll edit this out of the interview. So you're going to New York for a while. Are you coming back? Is this a planned thing or who knows? Open-ended.
It's pretty open-ended. Oh. I'm probably going to stay there for about 2 years. Mm. Work on some projects. Make some connections, get peed on the subway by a homeless man. And
okay, we'll edit that out. I'll just dump that right now.
That's fine.
Okay. And then come back to Austin. That'll be...
Come back to Austin, complete wreck.
A complete wreck.
No, wait. No, be positive. That was a setup.
Yeah, you're not supposed to agree with us on that one.
You're supposed to go.
No, I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I can't stand the kind of people who are like, I'm going to be a star. Yes. You know, like, I don't know. It'll be fun. It'll be a great...
Well, in some cases, it's true.
I appreciate your realistic goals. I think you're going to be a star, kid. A big, great big shining star.
Hey, it's
But keep it in check.
Yeah.
This isn't Smash, all right?
I'm going to get off the bus and be like, I'm going to be a star.
Well, your first
stairway
mistake is...
to heaven.
Hey, you're perfect for our musical Stairway. Well, your first mistake is taking a bus to New York.
Yeah.
See, now you're already... That's rookie ball.
Blew a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
What phone books are... When are you going to tape the phone books to you yourself to make a impromptu vest so you don't get stabbed?
I'm already doing that down here.
Let me see. Oh, look at that. Yeah, right there. Into the phone book.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone just thought I was getting fatter, but really there's just phone books underneath my clothes.
Man, the jury's out on that.
Yeah, we were aware of the phone books.
We took that into account.
Also, I eat sticks of butter 3 times a day.
You can't do that if you're going to go star. No.
Why not?
What's the goal there?
It's tasty.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Put sprinkles on it.
You know what? I'll be doing that sometimes. Like I'm cooking something, and I'll take a knife, scoop up a little pat of butter, a little pat of butter. Uh-huh. And I'll put it on something, and then there's like a little bit of butter at the end of the knife, and I'll lick it off, and I'll be like, oh, that's tasty. And then I have done this in the past where I'll scoop a little bit more butter in the knife, and I'll eat it, and I'll be like, oh, gross. That's terrible. That's awful. It's just a big thing of butter. Why did I think that'd be good?
Here's the thing, though. I don't know if this is appropriate, but I have a feeling that when you do scoop it and lick a little bit off the knife, you're not like, that's tasty. Knowing you the way I do, I think you would take a lick off the knife and go, you like that, don't you?
Me?
Yeah. I don't know. I just have a feeling.
I'm talking dirty to myself?
You're a gross man.
How's that butter, Meg? You dirty bitch. What was that? Nothing. Nothing, Dad.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's 3 a.m. Go to bed.
I'm eating butter.
Fair enough. Carry on.
Everyone eats butter, though, at some point. I feel like... Have you not done this, David?
No.
You have not?
No. My butter's always been on food.
Okay. Well, here's a question. Have you ever gotten... maybe in your younger days, maybe you had something to drink or smoke or whatever.
Okay.
And then you come home and it's late at night and you're like, I'm hungry.
Sure.
But then there's nothing in your fridge except for butter. Maybe this only happened to me.
Dude, here's the thing. I have eaten a lot of regrettable stuff when I have been... Yeah, out of my sorts.
Yes.
But I draw the line at butter. I don't think I've ever had... Or in fact, I know I've never had butter.
You've never had like... But I mean, like, there's like gross like...
I've had cheeses. I've had all kinds of cheeses.
Cheese is great. But like, aren't there like gross late night college food? Like cold hot dog dipped in Swiss mix.
Is that gross?
Dipped in Swiss mix?
Yeah.
Think about it.
No, I am. I don't care for it. By the way, speaking of butter, we have a tweeter who's tweet spended who's... buttering his way back up top. Last week, Bo Honkus had a question about the Avengers.
Okay.
And then now he says, best hour of the week here. Yay. Talking about Mascot Wedding Show, I assume.
All right.
Or maybe he's just talking, maybe it's 6 or 7 when when you smoke a little God's green herb. Is that what's going
on?
Yeah,
exactly. When his lady Tammy shows up for the hour and sets out her oils and table.
Hey, easy.
What?
Let's not get personal. Tammy's a great lady.
She's pretty okay.
Okay. By the way, 472-5667 is the phone number if you want to call in and talk to us. 472-5667. Oh.
Mac, I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, talk to me.
How you doing, Mac?
Oh, my God. I got to get it together.
All right.
I got to get it together now. I wake up every day with a huge chip on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I will find something.
Okay.
Like, I wake up, I'm in a good mood. And then I listen to the radio and I'm like, oh man, I feel like someone's coming after me all the time.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Mm. It can be even like the smallest thing. Like, I was getting mad about a podcast the other day.
Sure.
I was like reading some description of podcast and I was like, oh, this guy. And it wasn't even like, well, Mascot Wedding Show takes this guy to school. It wasn't even like that. I was just mad at him for no reason.
Yeah. It wasn't like the description was like, a rich man's mascot wedding.
No, it was like, this guy thinks he can do a podcast. How dare he do that to me?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. We were working on a project the other night, Katie Sicking, and also Jeff Whitaker. I'm sorry, I referred to you by your full name. Sounds like you're not here.
God rest your soul.
Yeah, we had the Hustle Show this past week.
Yes.
And you're over late, Jeff and Katie were talking up, and you left, and I was like in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took about 5 minutes, and then a chip on my shoulder again.
Well, that's a shame.
I don't know where it is.
You like one of those Peanuts characters, like a dark storm over you?
Yeah. Like, I'll eat some ice cream, right? Some delicious ice cream, and it'll go away. And they'll look at that cone, and I'll start getting mad at the cone for some reason.
Here's the thing, though. If you are one of those Peanuts characters, you got an entire strip devoted to you. Enjoy that, all right?
Yeah, I'll enjoy it, but then I'm like, why can't I got two strips devoted to me? Chip, back right there.
Mm. Who else has two strips devoted to them? Nobody does.
You know, and so I was talking to my therapist.
Okay.
I was like, Ron, help me out.
Sure.
And so Ron has given me a literal chip to wear on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you know what? Having the chip there and thinking about it, maybe you'll realize that you need to let this go. Keeps falling off. I keep getting mad about it. I fought 5 people this week who just knocked that chip right off.
I was wondering about that. Why don't you just wear it under your clothes and like tape it?
Yeah, nope.
That's not what Ron said.
What does Ron say?
I don't know. I punched him in the face when the chip fell off.
You can't do that.
Fed him his teeth.
No.
I go, hey, Ron, you like chiclets, Ron? And then go, boom, right in his mouth.
You're going to lose your deposit on that.
Socked him. Mm-hmm. Broke his glasses.
Not his glasses.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know he's a nerd.
Well, I took them off first and I crushed them under my foot.
Okay, that was pretty
and
cool.
And I go, you need these to read, nerd?
Uh-huh. To which he said?
And he goes, yes.
Oh, it's a good answer.
And then you know what? I go, hey, you hungry? Here's the back of my hand.
That wasn't clever.
And then he had a bunch of books. Oh, you want some of this? Let me pick up that chip.
Oh, chip sounds good.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. What do I got to do, guys? What do I got to do to get calm down all the time?
Do you ever think that like it may just not be that you're getting enough sleep? Because like when I get sleep deprived, I get angry at everything. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll trip over a shoe and I'll yell at that shoe for 10 minutes.
Well, I'm definitely not getting enough sleep, but that's not going to change. Mad I'm a bed. Walking out of my bed. I hit the side of the bedpost with my leg. And all of a sudden, I'm like, don't start with me, bed.
You just need to chill out.
Oh, you know you tell me what to do?
Yes, I am.
You tell me what to do?
Hey, tell me what to come do? On.
Hey, why you hit yourself? Why you hit yourself?
Guys, come on.
Stop it.
You tell me what to do?
No, I'm not telling you what to do.
Get out of here. Get out.
Hey, come on. That's enough. Please.
Hey, Katie, why are you hitting yourself?
I'm not.
Why are you hitting yourself?
This hurts really bad.
Actually, I wasn't doing anything. She was literally hitting herself on that one.
Yeah.
Trying to frame me, huh?
But you were clapping along like it was great.
Yes. Trying to frame me, just like the Lincoln lawyer.
Why are you hitting yourself? That makes good radio, me jumping up and down clapping.
Oh, anyway, how are you guys doing?
How
have you been, David Hanna? You weren't here last week.
I wasn't here last week. I was enjoying time with the family, which I hardly get anymore. We did some Easter weekend stuff. I realized how out of shape I am, because we did an adult, that sounds wrong, but we did an adult Easter egg hunt, where it was just the adult, the adults of the family only, not the kids involved or whatever. And so I thought I would just play
cool. The prize, like, tax software?
Yes, it was a Snuggie.
It was the Purpose-Driven Life, a copy of that.
Soft candy.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes, all these things and more. Oils and stuff. But I was just like, okay, well, I'll play it cool. I'm not going to run. Come on. I'm a grown man. But then once the rest of my family started getting into it, the hot of competition started to go off in me. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I am going to get the most eggs. And as soon as we were all out the door and running around, I was running my hardest for about 30 seconds. And then I got, like, winded, and then I started to feel like I was going to throw up. And I was like, I can't do this on Easter. I can't, like, vomit everywhere. So I just downshifted, but it was a little embarrassing. It was fine.
Did you bite the ears off of a chocolate bunny and then fill it with vomit?
That's a pretty great idea. I might do that tonight. That sounds awesome.
Hey, eat that chocolate bunny. Hey, is this cocaine? Eat this bunny. It reeks.
Yeah. Everybody knows I'm known for my food pranks.
It's the worst, so. The worst thing. It smells awful.
Jeez. Oh, this soupy, chunky chocolate bunny.
Hey, why does this bunny smell like an acorn?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
But I'm doing okay otherwise. That was a fun weekend. I was actually having a really good day. But then I took a break from some work that I was doing and ran some errands, and it's like the whole world's just trying to tick me off. I went to a sandwich place for lunch, and they made it more complicated than it had to be. I ordered a smoked turkey sandwich, which is clearly labeled on the board, smoked turkey sandwich. This lady gives me like hand-carved turkey sandwich, which is double the price, and I'm like, whoa, lady, no, I wanted the smoked turkey. She says, no, you want this. Like, she's pointing to the wrong menu item and telling me what I want, even though I'm clearly pointing to what I want and saying, no, I want the thing that's cheaper. And she's, like, arguing me like I'm an idiot.
Sounds like that lady just bought herself a sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the name of the sandwich place?
Yeah, it's I'm going to name names.
Yes.
It's Schlotsky's.
Oh.
Schlotsky's, that local joint? Actually, it is.
Actually, it is. Dumb. I hardly go in there ever. It's been probably years since I went in there.
That's surprising, just because I feel like an employee that say, I don't know, a Schlotsky's would not necessarily care that much about their job.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Oh, but she was caring way too much.
I'll applaud her for caring a little bit, though.
You know what? I will, but don't take it out on me, because Mac, who's more service industry friendly than I am?
No one.
That's right.
No one!
Mac, come back.
This well is cold. I'm going to climb out of the well. Oh, there we go. Look how fast I climbed out of that well. You need to switch to the Blake diet over
here. You were athletic.
I know. By the way, back it up. What were in those eggs?
What were in those eggs?
It was a doll Easter egg, huh?
Oh, right.
You sounded like a baseball announcer on that one.
Oh,
we got some eggs. about those eggs?
There were two eggs that had like little slips of paper in them, and those were redeemable for like $20.
Oh, wow.
And who sponsored this? Mama and Papa?
No, this was Mizuno Gloves. the baseball glove of choice.
Oh, that's a foul ball brought to you by Frankie's Ford. Come on down to Frankie's. We got a Ford for you.
The parents bankrolled this one.
So the parents just sat back and watched?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I like to open letter to David's parents.
Yes.
That's awesome. I want to put some money out and watch my kids fight for it.
Yeah.
It's like Thunderdome.
Oh, it was pretty great. We had a balloon toss that I lost for. It was me and my brother Al, who is also competitive. And I completely chubbed the toss and like landed about a foot in front of him. And he dove for it. And I felt terrible.
Hey, knowing Al like I do, he probably let that go, right?
Oh, yeah. We just laughed it off.
He probably didn't chide you forever.
Yeah, we're the best of friends. You kidding me with this? In fact, I still feel rotten about it. I need to send him an email. I have the draft, and it's completely unrelated. Hello? Yes?
David, I think your phone's ringing.
How silly of me. I think I'm having a stroke. Hello?
Hey, David, it's your brother Al.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
I'm surprised you're able to pick up the phone. Can't pick up a balloon ride.
No, it's... Thank you for calling, Al.
And then he hung up on me.
But getting back to today, so there was the sandwich lady.
Yes.
Who... Oh, I forget how she said it, but like she got the order wrong. She's trying her hardest to correct it. It's hard to understand my voice. And like she's walking me through it like I'm dumb. And I'm agreeing. She's like, "So you want the smoked turkey sandwich?" I'm like, "Yes, I do." She's like, "Okay, that comes with lettuce and tomatoes and mayonnaise and onions." I'm like, "That's fine." And she said, "It's okay, relax." Like, wow, really? I'm relaxing. I'm beyond relaxed until you tell me to relax, and then I'll jump over the counter, punch you, lady.
What's her response to when you told her you're going to punch her?
Oh, but then out loud, I said, "Yes, ma'am."
Oh, okay.
I never actually said any of this. But there was that. I was a little biffed about that. Then I go to Walmart.
Oh, I've had many a pleasant day. Absolutely ruined.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I was like walking Walmart one morning. It was nice outside.
Yeah.
I was in the parking lot. I was like, man, wind's blowing through my hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great day to be alive. Stepped one foot inside the place, and my soul died.
Yeah, you stepped on a used diaper.
Yeah. No, one time I actually did literally see, like, I think it was dog turds.
Okay, let me just hit the dump button. Oh, right. Let's leave an edit space.
I'm just saying, horrible things.
Let's leave a space for edit. Let's leave it. Wait for that edit space. Okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah, some bad things go down at Walmart. And this wasn't actually the fault of Walmart. This was the person at Walmart. I'm walking, just browsing through stuff, and I go to that $5 DVD bin, the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And there's this dude standing there, and he's on one end of it, and he's looking through the movies. But then when he's done looking at a movie, he flicks it to the other side of the bin, like he is a dismissive king. Like, oh, I don't want this. And like flicks it. And he keeps doing this with every one of them, like he's mad at the movies.
Court Jester, what DVD do we have here today?
Well, I have a Daddy Daycare, sir.
Oh, how disappointing. Be gone.
Ow! That hit me in my eye, sir.
Away. Take it away.
Yes, sir. But yeah, he kept doing that, and like, I was just watching him the entire time, and I almost said something. I was at that point where I was like, do you need to do that? But then if he's that kind of person just normally, I don't want to have a conversation with him. I don't want to be confrontational with him.
Can so I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How much do you think this guy weighed?
230, 240.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not terrible. How tall was he? About 4'8"?
Yes. About 4'10".
Okay. Yeah. That's not as good.
He was like Thud Butt from Hook.
Oh, my God.
He rolled up into a ball.
More delightful childhood obesity humor from Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what was that kid? Chunk? Mm. In Goonies?
Yeah, one that Steven Spielberg made take his shirt off all the time.
Dance freak.
Man, they're going to have to, one of these days, they're going to check Spielberg's computer. It's gonna be bad news.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. Retire the show. Put the shit on the rafters. Because that guy's got a thing for putting kids in danger.
Yes, he does.
Like Jurassic Park. You read the sequel to that, Katie?
Yeah, of course.
How many kids were in danger in The Lost World by Michael Crichton?
Oh my gosh, like zero.
Zero. Yes, and you know how many were? At least one. Spielberg's like, oh, we need a girl. She needs to be a gymnast.
Let's bring me the flexible girl. Like, all right, Steve. We don't need this.
Although in The Lost World, mm-hmm. She's like Jeff Goldblum's like, I don't know if it, or Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Mm. Yes.
I don't know if it's daughter, stepdaughter.
Daughter.
Daughter. Okay. Yeah. But they reference Austin in it. And I remember rewatching and be like, yeah. Austin. What can we hang out like in Austin? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, yay, Austin. Yay.
Do you think like the casting sessions for the kids, they just like throw the kids into peril and just like see who reacts the best?
They just chucks an orange at them.
Yeah.
I'll bet Steven Spielberg during the casting session is like Jigsaw, where like he just puts all these kids in a room and like, you have to solve puzzles to figure your way out. Like the winner gets the part.
You've seen like the... like special features of like E.T.
Yes.
It's like Steven Spielberg. These kids are in like school during the day and he'll go in there and like for Halloween, he like dressed up and he did all these things. He seems like the world's most delightful human.
Yeah.
But something about it.
Yeah. In that same way that like Michael Jackson seemed like the world's most delightful human at one point. Just whimsy.
You like kids so much. Why do you want dinosaurs to eat them? Why'd you write two kids into War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
Was he like trying really hard to direct Hunger Games too?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I would doubt it.
Oh, no, he was too busy with Tintin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That fun kids movie.
That was more for... speaking of Tintin, which not at all. Wait, I'm sorry. Did the sandwich reach its inevitable sandwichy conclusion?
The sandwich one did. The Walmart one did.
Oh, Walmart one.
Yeah, we're good.
I feel a little cheated.
How so?
By lasers.
All right.
I feel like we were sold a bill of goods by lasers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what do lasers do now? They operate on our eyes.
Cut diamonds.
They cut diamonds. They read our CDs, our flat media.
Yeah.
But, man, I felt like when lasers first came out in the 80s, like, I was like, lasers, man, here it comes.
Okay.
Like, you know, like laser tag, like all these like laser weapons, like lasers were going to do it.
I see. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next big thing, lasers. Like if they had did they remake The Graduate in the 80s?
No.
Okay. Let's say they did. He'd be like, one word for your future, kid, lasers. Out of the way, plastics. Here comes lasers. Lasers. Yeah, nothing more disappointing. Like, where's our laser weapons?
We've got laser pointers, which will
burn
your cornea or whatever.
How can I not have a machine gun that fires a laser pulse and just stunning people?
Oof.
Let me ask you this, though. So laser weaponry, what exactly does that do to a person?
Makes them hot.
So, like in the old G.I. Joe cartoon, you remember how they're just firing laser weapons?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think the Joe's weapons would be red or blue. Oh, shoot blue stuff, and the Cobra would be...
Okay.
One or the other.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm like Shipwreck or something. I'm like, take that, Snake. And I like shoot a guy with a laser weapon. What's happening to that guy?
His insides are burning.
Oh my, really?
He's getting radiation. You'll at least give him radiation sickness.
So they were blowing up. They were blasting these guys with lasers and just cooking their insides.
Yeah.
So when they would shoot one, he'd be like, they'd be writhing in pain.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, because those guys never seemed happier than when fighting Cobra.
Yeah.
He's just like sadists? Like, because, you know, they'd be like basically cooking people's insides and they'd be like, hey, Snake's to meet you. And then like blasting him and like, hey, good one, Flint.
You know? They never gave you any context. Though we might have just been watching like a cartoon Inglourious Basterds where these people were just hell-bent on destruction.
Okay, well, then the Inglourious Basterds, I wouldn't call those people well-mannered brain-wise.
No, I wouldn't.
Well-mannered wasn't the right term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you get in G.I. Joe? It's like, well, here's a picture of a dog. You're like, hey, look at that little pooch.
Uh-huh.
He seems like a happy dog. And the next picture is that pooch getting run over, and he's like, hey, adios, poochie. It's like, oh, you're hired. Here's a stupid nickname.
Can I tell you something?
You can be in G.I. Joe. Yeah.
I just completely lost the rest of the story when you didn't say adios, puchacho. That seemed right there on the table.
Adios, puchacho. We were Shipwreck. He was a grimy sailor.
Why was he saying adios?
Because I don't know. He's been to a lot of ports.
And why was he saying pooch if he's this grimy sailor?
Well, it was still in the 80s.
Script doctor.
They love the term pooch. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Are we set up? Or
do you want? Yeah, I can.
I can do another one.
I got something if you want.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to need it, though.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, off of their album. What is it called? No, I don't want the... That's my workout playlist. It's nothing but spin doctors.
472-5667 is the number. We'll be back with more Mascot Wedding.
How dare you judge me?
We're also on Twitter at Mascot Wedding.
Wait, we are?
Yeah, we are. In fact, I will. I'll check this right now.
I haven't checked it. This is off of their album. You're not doing it, are you? Hold on.
I think it's for.
It's a band Drive, by the way.
Guys, get ready for some sweet jams.
Yes, here they come. Right
off
now,
off of their album Ocean, Drive. How long have you known? Mascot Wedding Show. More of it later.
Yes, we all know this song. We're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. We're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, right?
Yes. What did we just hear?
Oh, thank God. We heard the band Drive off their album Ocean with their killer track called Something. Huzzah.
Wait, is the band Drive or Ocean?
The band is Drive. The album is Ocean. The song, How Long Have You Known?
Okay. Wow. We had question songs today.
How
long have you known and how long must I wait?
Oh, I don't care for this, by the way.
Fun stuff from everybody.
To be honest with you, I like my songs to give me answers, concrete answers, not questions.
And for future reference, I insist on you being honest with me.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, thank you to Katie Sicking for stopping by.
She had to.
She'll be at Cold Town Theater later tonight, I believe.
Yeah. There's the lock-in going on at Cold Town. It's from about 7 to midnight, beyond midnight, something like that. It's 5 hours of improv. It's fun.
Yep. Did I already give out the phone number? If I didn't, 472-5667. And we are, of course, on Twitter at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it. I will see it. Oh, hold on a second. Would you?
Yeah, sure. Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My mom keeps texting me.
You can turn that phone off.
The show. Well, I look, she's like, I'm going to come here to, I need to give you something. I'm like, I'm doing the show. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, like, if I don't text her back, oh my God.
Oh. Wow.
Can you believe this?
Well, come in.
No, don't tell.
Oh, boys. Oh, hi, boys.
Mom, what are you doing here?
What's going on? You left your lunch at home, and I was worried you didn't have anything to eat.
Mom, so it's so late in the day. I got lunch already.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure you're getting all nourished and everything. It's not like it used to be. You know, I could just breastfeed you and know that you got all of your nutrition for the day.
Mom, I'm plenty nourished, all right? I'm an adult.
First of all, hi, Mrs. Blake. How are you? I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, I should say this is my mom, Janice Blake.
Hi, David. It's good seeing you.
It's good to see you, too. I wasn't expecting to see you at our radio show that we do.
Yeah, me neither, Mom.
Sorry, I just want to make sure you had your food. You left your food at home. And I said, when you were leaving, I said, Mac Donovan, don't forget your lunch.
Mom, please don't call me Mac Donovan.
Why? Right. It's the name I gave you.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed, okay?
Well, you're embarrassed of your full name? McDonovan, Mac and Cheese?
Yeah. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because look, you named me after that weird baseball player you like, McDonovan Mac and Cheese.
Mm-hmm. He's so hot.
Yeah, I don't need to hear it, okay?
Oh, he's
Dad
so
hates
hot.
It too.
Oh, he doesn't hate it. He thinks it's great. He loves it.
Yeah. My brother Calvin told everyone at school that, okay? I can make fun of forever.
Well, that's horrible. I'm sorry there, Mac and Cheese.
Hey, easy.
Do you remember when I used to breastfeed you? Do you remember that?
Of course I remember, Mom. I have an excellent memory, okay?
Do we have to talk about this on the air?
No, we don't have to talk about it.
I love talking about it.
Okay, well, look, Mrs. Blake, we have a certain show that we do, and this is...
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't get to see any of Mac's friends anymore. When he was in high school, they used to come over all the time.
Well, we live in different cities. You live in San Antonio. I live in Sunken Valley now.
Yeah, I know. I just miss you, and I miss seeing all your friends. Are your friends going to come by anymore?
I mean, I could stop by if you'd like.
Well, I mean, back in the day, it made sense because we were building the house. It was constantly falling apart, and my friends would come over and just do various yard work.
Yeah, but you can invite me over.
Take their shirts off and mow the lawn.
It seemed like the lawn was pretty well mowed, but I mean, you wanted a certain way, and so they would just mow it a lot.
And I would, they'd get so hot out there, so I'd get the hose and I'd just...
San Antonio heat is terrible.
Just spray them down, you know?
We don't have to talk about this on the air. This is...
You're right, household chores are pretty boring.
No, that's not the issue.
No, it's pretty dull.
Do you know, Mac used to do yard work for me for a really long time, but then his friends, they are just so willing to help out any time that I have any problems.
Yeah, it's a pretty good friends growing up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like that's cool that they would just come and help you guys out.
But, I would feed them and breastfeed them and everything.
Whoa, wait a second. Hold on. I shudder to bring that up. You would...
I'm sorry. Bottle? You're a fan of the bottle?
No.
Those are vital nutrients.
Just
okay?
The entire idea of nursing your friends.
Let's move on.
Okay.
If we don't want to talk about yard work, you don't have to.
Again, the yard work isn't the issue. It's just the way that she would treat your friends.
Niceness? Why are you getting in my mom's face about this?
It's called hospitality.
Yeah.
Well, look. Maybe
I don't know how they do things in Houston.
Well, you know what? Sodas.
Oh man, I'd love a soda right now.
Yeah. How great does that sound?
Sodas are good, but back rubs are even better.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, no one's like, wait a second, back rubs? No one even brought up back rubs.
Whoa, no, that's a common expression.
That's a common expression.
Sodas are good, back rubs are better.
We'd say it around the house all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard this before.
Because his friends would come over and they'd ask for a soda. I'd say sodas are good, but back rubs are better. Yeah.
Wait a second. So Mac's friends would come over asking for a soda and then...
Yeah, cold, delicious soda. What do you guys drink in Houston? I don't know.
Well, then back rubs would happen?
Because they're
someone
refreshing.
Get a back rub.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems.
They were outside doing yard work.
Yeah. Right. That seems really inappropriate.
Well, we got to get loose before we would wrestle.
Yeah.
Hold on. There was wrestling too?
It's good. It's good for your health.
Yeah, just growing boys.
Good heart health.
Yeah, just a lot of wrestling.
Mac had a back problem, so he'd usually have to sit out, but then I'd make all of his friends wrestle because I want to make sure that they got their workout.
Yeah.
That's a little too...
We're kind of like Owen and Bret Hart's dad, Stu Hart.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we built a dungeon in our basement.
The dungeon in the basement, of course. Yeah.
We'd make people wrestle. It's more Greco-Roman, though.
Okay, well, as long as there's like, physical fitness and you're getting exercise, that sounds okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I would just take usually some Benadryl and just go to bed because I'm tired.
Yeah, he would need to rest a lot. But...
So wait a second. So you didn't get... exercise in this wrestling.
Well, I mean, once my back felt better, I would come down and wrestle the guys, but at that point they were like, it was easy pickings. They were so tired.
Really?
Yeah, and honestly, like I don't want to talk bad about the dungeon, but their wrestling skill was terrible.
Yeah, they'd be pretty worn out.
They were awful at submission holds.
But that's all they were doing down there was wrestling, right?
Yeah, we were kind of missing a Stu Hart. You know what I mean?
So, like, someone to, like, crack the whip?
Yeah, we didn't really have a good wrestling trainer.
Okay.
So, I mean, we did have a whip down there, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, we
that
needed...
That seems...
Mom, I mean, look, you're... As much as you love amateur wrestling, you weren't the best wrestling coach.
Well, I did my best,
I mean, those boys didn't even... They weren't even on the wrestling team with me.
No, but you'd come over and then I'd say, ooh, Mac, I think you're getting pretty tired, McDonovan.
I was.
And then, he'd go take a nap and then...
Pop a couple bennies.
Benadryls, yeah.
Yep.
We call them bennies.
Or Waladryls, that's fine.
We use name brand at my house.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sorry.
I'm not endorsing it. It's just what I did.
Okay.
It's a thing growing up. Now, of course, I don't take any medicine.
Good for you.
Strictly herbal.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you jump out of that well earlier. You're pretty in good shape.
Do you like
By the way, we really need to cover up this co-op. Well.
Mac, are you okay?
Fine. It's fine.
Do you need some help getting out
of that
well?
What's the matter?
You know what? I'm just going to take a couple Benadryl.
Oh, no. Just get out of the well.
All right, hold on.
Oh, I'm back. Look at that.
Are you sure you're not tired? You don't need any Benadryl?
Oh, I only got a little 12 minutes left.
You don't want some warm milk?
I'll pop a couple bennies after the show, drink some warm milk.
Wait a second. Wait till after the show. I'm probably
going to do that.
David, I can show you some cool wrestling moves.
No, that's okay.
You sure?
That's all right. I'm pretty good at wrestling on my own.
That's probably a good idea because, can you turn out our headphones for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean, those moves are cool, but they're pretty useless.
What?
I mean, anyone could get out of those holds. They're pretty pathetic.
Mac, I don't think what was going on was what you think was going on.
But you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let her have her fun. She likes amateur wrestling. She's not that good at it. You know, like football fans, they watch football and like, yeah, throw it and catch it. They have no idea what positions or formations are.
Okay, I just don't feel comfortable wrestling.
Okay, we'll say, this is taking too long. Can we pot up our headphones again?
Oh, sure, yes. Okay. Yeah. Come back.
Hey, Mom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, you had a question for me?
Yeah. Do you like steak?
I love steak. Steak is great.
Do you want to come over for some steak later?
I
have to admit, it's a little tough. You'll have to tenderize it for a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm so excited.
Mom, did you fix the AC in the place?
No, it's still so broken.
So hot.
It's so hot in there. You'll probably have to take off your shirt to be comfortable.
No, that's you know what? I'll take a rain check on the steak.
It's cool. Sure? We have relaxation oils.
Yeah.
No, I'm all right. I'm plenty relaxed.
I didn't care for him either, to be honest with you.
I'm loose and fit. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, Donovan doesn't need them, but you look like you really might need them.
Nah, I'm fine. You know what? We'll pass on the steak. We'll pass on the relaxation oils. The whole thing. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for the offer.
Well, do you like watching movies?
Of course I do. That's what half the
show
is
about. Mom, stop interrupting. I mean, you're really just giving David the third degree over here.
I'm sorry. I just love it when your friends come over.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about movies on the show. Yeah, sure.
But you're going to have to drive back to San Antonio, right?
Well, eventually.
You are not staying with me, Mom.
Why not?
Mom, you know,
But what's wrong? I called the repairman over because I noticed your toilet was broken, and he came over.
Mom, don't talk about my toilet.
Your toilet?
No one wants to hear that on the radio.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that I noticed it was running and we needed a repairman to come over and it was so hot. He had to take off his shirt.
Wait a second.
Can you kind of be honest with you? I don't think Stefan's a very good repairman.
He's a great repairman.
He's not. You know, speaking of toilets that work, I feel like it's my honor-bound duty to give a Radiant Plumbing toilet update.
Yes,
their
sure.
Their toilet in the display window now has a jetpack on it.
Awesome.
It has a jetpack. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, the archive of not the last show, but the show before that is on there. We interview Brad Casebeer from Radiant Plumbing.
Cool.
He's got a crazy toilet display. Yeah. I don't know they seem to be monthly or tied into what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know how April relates to jetpacks. I mean, maybe there's a new WordPress software, Jetpack. That's probably it.
Mrs. Blake, are you familiar with the Radiant Plumbing displays?
Oh, no. I heard about them. Mac talks about them all the time.
I do.
Every time he calls me, he always tells me about how the toilets are doing and what they're wearing.
Mom. Wow, that's really great.
Mom, this is embarrassing.
Oh, no. Did I embarrass you again? Like the time that I told everyone about your Jurassic-themed pajamas that you've been wearing on end for years
Mom,
and years?
Mom, that was my company party.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was getting the Tomato of the Month award. International Tomato.
I'm so sorry.
I remember that one really well. That was really great. Thank you so much for telling us that.
Don't worry. I'm not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, you know what is even more embarrassing? When you got lost in the building.
Oh,
we couldn't find you or Mr. Gomez for hours.
Oh, we got so lost and turned around.
I know. It's, you know what? Look, you were always getting lost growing up, but I expected a little bit better, Mr. Gomez.
I don't remember this. Did you guys get lost separately or together? What happened?
The building is very confusing.
What?
It's so confusing. I don't know where any of the doors are.
You guys were just on the loading dock.
Well, you know, it's hard to figure out where the entrance is. And
oh, Mom, you are the living end. I swear.
I don't...
Look, I won't embarrass you again. Like the time that I told your entire class to eat breastfed until you were 7 years old. I won't say that ever again.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate that.
Maybe not say that ever again.
Well, Mom, you know, we got to wrap up the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Mrs. Blake.
Sure. G- you should consider coming over for that steak. You know you want that steak.
No, I don't want that steak. Not even a little bit.
Are you sure?
All right, maybe I do.
Okay, I'll see you over here at 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Okay, Mom, can you send Katie back in?
Oh, sure, sure. Okay.
All right. Wow.
Sorry about that, David.
No, it's fine. She sold me on the steak. I think it's going to be a good steak.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Katie. What's up?
Hey.
Did you see Mac's mom?
It's weird. She looks exactly like Mac, but just with longer hair.
I know. You guys hugged for a long time. Have you? I don't think you've met her before.
No, she wouldn't release me. I felt like she was feeling my butt a little
bit. Okay.
She's a friend. She's from the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
It's friendly people.
Oh, the Midwest is nothing.
Excuse me?
They're not friendly at all in the Midwest. Okay. You know what? My apologies. I'm not going to overstep.
So, Katie, you're leaving town very soon, so this is your final plug. If people would like to see you, where can they go?
If they want to see me, they could go to Cold Town tonight, 10 o'clock. I'm doing a one-woman show, a farewell show. If they want to keep up with future projects, they can follow me on Twitter or on Facebook. Twitter, I am at KTSEAKING.
I'll tweet it right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The mascot winning Twitter thing.
Tweet it. Eventually, at some point, I'll have a real website with real updates on actual things.
With a gallery?
With a gallery.
And a bio.
I'll never write a serious bio.
I'll write it for you.
Okay. Yeah. All right, sounds good.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
But the Cold Town Lock-In, I think, is going from 7 until
12, midnight. And then there's an party. After party, yeah.
And then after the party, some improvisers will make out.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to see, what is it? I think it starts right at 7. There's a show that's really great, which is, it's improvised Cosby, and it's like 7 different Cosbys solving a murder.
Yes, I believe it's like CSI, but with all Bill Cosby's.
Yeah.
It could be good or it could be a disaster.
And I also heard you guys are doing something called Janiprov.
Yeah.
We're talking about it.
We'll be there. All your comedy favorites will be there.
Look, we don't need to talk about what we do during the show. They'll see us if they want to see us.
We've been barred with enough.
Yeah. Okay, we'll tell you what. You want to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Katie Seeking, thank you so much for
Thanks for having me.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter @mascotwedding. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David. Fare thee well, Katie.
Farewell, gentlemen.
We're closing out the show with Minder and her song, I Go Away.
See you next week.
See you.